Well, my next guest admits he's nuts. DJ Akin left a career in the industry of auto design for a career in the fine arts. I'm thinking this is a good thing. Mr. Akin specializes in a wide variety of the arts, portfolio in hand to share his works. Of course, he joins us in the morning show and wants you to take advantage of a sneak peek this coming weekend. DJ, welcome to the morning show.
Thanks, Shelley. Appreciate it.
Glad you're here, and thank you. Yes, even though it's radio, I do ask you to bring the portfolio, so you did. Website, Sculpture by TJ. There's a hint of your talent. You do a little sculpturing for a living?
I do a lot of sculpture, actually, and I work in all kinds of materials.
So we don't have enough time to talk about this career change, but, man, you were in the auto design business, and what was the light bulb that went off to make you follow, I trust, your avocation?
Well, I've been working in my studio for 20 years, and I had a lot of concepts that I developed, things that I took quite away, some really large pieces, too. I've got four major installations out on my 4 acres, but I've never tried to market any of this.
And you're Holland-based.
Yes. Yeah, I was just too busy with work. So it was my recreation, but I put about 20 hours a week in the studio.
Yeah. And your work, I mean, you built what, Cadillacs and Mustangs, and you're responsible for maybe some of what we see out here.
I was with JCI Automotive Interior Components, and my focus was on creativity management for the company. So how creative are we, and do we have systems to really maximize those things? As the industry shifted and things changed, I looked at where I am in life, the things I want to really achieve, and decided if I don't take the initiative to go to my fine art work now, another decade I won't have the energy that I need to put into it. And so came out of the automotive industry, and I have focused now tuning up pieces in the studio, getting them put in order, publishing. And now I'm trying to develop the marketing campaign, and the world has changed so radically in the 20 years that I've been sort of out of this game that it's amazing.
What is your art?
Well, there are two veins. First, I do automotive type things that are, I model. I'm a master modeler from the auto industry, and I did full-size clay cars inside and out, and I managed people who did that process. And so I use some of that, and I do some things that are, I believe when they dig up our society, Andy Warhol said it was the Campbell soup can that they would find. I believe it's the car carcasses they're going to find. And so I have a series called the Nikes that are sort of like, the chopped up torsos of antiquities that we found from the Roman and the Greek empires. And so I do these compositions based on automotive designs that aren't cars, but they are based on all of the automotive things. So that's a main focus of mine, and I do those in bronze. I do them in monumental size, and I do them in miniatures as well.
And these are obviously what we'll get a taste of this weekend?
No. That entire body of work is not on this weekend at all. That's another group of things that I do. I've studied sort of tribal influences. I just came out of a modern tribe, the tribe of automotive industry, the tribe of design, and the worship of automobiles and the focus on design of automobiles. I brought with me a lot of overhead consoles, scrappers and test pieces and what have you, and I had a whole studio full of these, and I began to study them, and again began to think about our spiritual condition, the things that distract us from worship and from really focusing on our spiritual things. And all of us live in various tribes. And so I began to develop these sort of tribal masks that based on these automotive overheads. And so the gallery has over 20 pieces, and it's a pretty good-sized show. And each of these pieces has a message along with it that explains what I was thinking about when I was making these wacky-looking things.
Yeah. All right, share with me. I know you'll be at the Civic Center in Holland at the gallery there. Share me the specifics of this weekend, and then let's get into details about this work.
Friday, the show will be up between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m., and then again Saturday morning we open at 10, and we're there till 9 p.m. And there's an open invitation to pastors to hear a presentation. I believe that's 7 to 9.
All right, and the portfolio is out. discuss a couple of these with me. Very unique.
Here's a piece called Matthew's Angst. And we bring with us this anxiety about what's going on in our lives. And there's a passage in Matthew that's about the light in our eye. And if the light is dark, then there's darkness in us, was the statement. And so this happened to be a piece that was missing a lens, and so you've got one dark eye. But I have added fabric. I use a lot of shredded tires and automotive upholstery and all kinds of different materials to elaborate these things. So I started with this sort of a face of an automotive console, but then it grows out into a very tribal-looking thing. And really, those are my messages, is we have our modern tribes that we exist in, and those things really drive us into conditions that can be less than healthy for our spiritual condition.
Yeah, T.J. Akin is who we are speaking with, a local artist in town in the Holland area. Of course, in our West Michigan, lucky to have him and his works being displayed this weekend and certainly beyond. Share another.
Ross Naylor Tatterson at the Without Walls Vineyard spoke this weekend using this piece called High Flying Expectations. And we have expectations of things, especially here at Christmas time. I'm going to get that thing. It's going to be so great, and I'm going to love it so much. And then you get it, and maybe that high-flying attitude lasts for a few minutes or maybe a week if you're lucky. But then you begin to notice the flaws. Then maybe something breaks or something doesn't work, and your expectations just absolutely plummet. And this piece is about having high expectations and then having those really destroyed over a short period of time. And then we can get cynical. We can be individuals who our expectations are always negative. And so you come to situations with this bitterness. And I'm just talking about that psychological roller coaster ride. And so this object, the High Flying Expectations piece, it has sort of a face, but it's got a great deal of fabric, sort of a sky thing in the background. But it's got these awful wings that are made out of, again, shredded steel-belted radial tires. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't fly. It's got this bird-like projection to it, but it's obvious that this thing wouldn't fly. And that's what our expectations are. What they do. They seem to have wings, they seem to take off, but then they plummet. And this is one of the things that really can kill us spiritually. And so that's what the work's about.
Yeah. Let's go back to share some of your other sculpture work that you mentioned would not be on display this weekend, but the Nike series, yes?
Yeah. I started the Nike series as really a study for a piece called 57 Descending a Switchback. 57 Descending a Switchback is based on Marcel Duchamp's new Descending a Staircase. When I looked at that work in art history class, I really felt, oh, he's captured what it's like to see a form coming down a staircase. If you've ever driven a 50s-era car, and you've driven a switchback, which is, you know, where the hairpin turns go down a mountainside, the swaying in this, it is an experience you will never forget. I took the componentry of a 57 Chevy, did a three-dimensional composition that's a great deal like Duchamp's composition, and I started by cutting up the car using various pieces of the fenders, and I did an initial study, which I labeled the Boomer's Nike, which I've got a monumental version of this one that's full size, about 7 feet high.
Is this in your yard? You mentioned
yes.
your
Yeah, the Boomer's Nike is in my yard, and there's another piece called Bug that's made from Volkswagen componentry. And I've put this thing together. It looks so much like an insect that a lot of people don't realize it's all Volkswagen Beetle parts. And I've got these in the monumental scale, which is the size of the cars, and then I've got them in bronze, where I cast them about 30 inches long. And then on my website, I have them available as pewter miniatures. And I took my maquettes, which were my first little studies, to do these things, and I had a foundry cast them all in pewter, and we mount them on a nice stone base. And it's really important to me that anybody, if they really enjoy my work, can afford to own a piece of it. And so the big expensive things, yeah, they're well and good, but I do posters of my work. I do the pewter maquettes so that anybody at any income level can have a piece of it if they really enjoy it.
I was going to say, that's the take-home message is obviously your work available for perusing this weekend, but if one wanted a little art piece in their home, it's available.
Yeah, and for me, I would love to have, you know, giant commissions and do big things, but I'm a guy who came from pretty modest background, the working people know these car designs. The people who've worked in Holland at JCI know all those parts that I made things out of. So it's important to me that if someone really likes the work, that they can somehow get a piece of it that doesn't cost them much. And so that's really part of my mission in life, is to make available anybody who appreciates it.
Yeah. And back to, according to my notes here, your theme of your work, the impact of the auto on human society.
Yeah, I've got some big pieces in progress that are, they're really large. There's full-size cars involved with them. And where I really believe we're at a pivotal point. The ecology is changing, and my generation, the baby boom generation, we loved our automobiles, and when you turned 16, getting that car meant everything. It was life, it was freedom, it was sexual freedom, you know, you name it. It was the rite of passage, which is the name of one of my pieces. But I believe that the impact of this machine over the next 50 years, it's going to change radically. And our generation saw the freedom of sort of our personal relationships to these vehicles. I saved old cars for my kids a hot rod. They weren't interested. They would rather soup up the computer. And so something has changed radically. My generation is like waning away. And these big machines are eventually going to go away and change on us. And so I'm sort of documenting the period of time that I've lived in where this machine was everything in life, because that period is now moving away from us.
It's kind of like you have your own Meyer Gardens in your own backyard, right?
Well, I would, I'd like to think so, but actually I had one of the pieces out fairly close to the front yard, and I had to move it because I had people coming by at least 2-3 times a week trying to buy the car.
Well, be careful what you wish for. Share me with myself and our listeners your specifics of your weekend work.
Well, the weekend work is all of my spiritual stuff. The show is called What's in Your Worship, and the objects are made, most of them are made from Johnson Controls overhead consoles. They look like tribal masks. They're very wacky, but they've all got a message behind them that deals with inhibition to our spiritual relationships.
All right. Website for more information, please.
SculptureByTJ.com, and it's pretty well laid out in there, and there's right on the front page is a place you can click to see about the show. There's a lot of photographs that we popped last weekend from the exhibit.
All right. Congratulations to you, TJ Aiken, on, well, following your dreams and sharing your talents. Take care. Have fun this weekend.
Thanks, Shelley.